So let's review. The Mishnah lists four categories of relatives regarding their rights to Yerusha to inherit the assets of a deceased relative. Zok the Mishnah. Yesh noichlin u'manchilin. There are relatives that both inherit and bequeath to each other. As the Mishnah says, v'eilu noichlin u'manchilin ha'av es ha'bonim, ba'bonim es ha'av. If a son dies with no children, his assets go to his father, who inherits his deceased son. And vice versa, if a father dies, his assets go to his sons, who inherit their deceased father. Brothers from one father also inherit and bequeath to each other. If one brother dies with no children and the father is no longer alive, the other brothers inherit the assets of their deceased brother. There are some who only inherit from their relative, but if they die, their relative does not inherit from them. As the Mishnah says, v'ish es imoi, a son inherits the assets of his deceased mother, and v'ish es ishta, a husband inherits the assets of his deceased wife. And a nephew inherits the assets of his deceased uncle, his mother's brother. However, vice versa, if they die, their relative inherits from them, but if that relative dies, they do not inherit from the relative, such as Ha'isha as Boneha. A mother does not inherit the assets of a deceased son, and V'isha as Baila, a wife does not inherit the assets of her deceased husband, and V'achi Ha'em Manchilim Lo Noichlin, an uncle does not inherit the assets of his deceased nephew, his sister's son. Lo Noichlin V'lo Manchilim. There are some relatives who both do not inherit nor bequeath to each other, as the Mishnah says, V'achin Min Ha'em Lo Noichlin V'lo Manchilim. Brothers from only one mother but different fathers do not inherit each other. The Gemara proceeds with two sources for the Mishnah's halacha of av neichel es abonim. A father inherits the assets of his deceased son only if the son had no children. But if the son had children, his children inherit his assets, not his father. In Parshas Pinchas, there are four pesukim that discuss those eligible for Yerusha, but they do not mention av, the father. In the first pasuk, ish ki yomus uben ein loy va'avartem es nachlosa lebita. If a person dies with no sons, his daughter inherits his estate. In the second pasuk, v'im ein loy ba'as u'nesatim es nachlosi la'achav. If he also has no daughters, his brothers inherit his estate. In the third pasuk, v'im ein loy achav u'nesatim es nachlosi la'achi aviv. If he has no brothers, his uncles, his father's brothers, inherit his estate. In the fourth pasuk, v'im ein achim la'aviv u'nesatim es nachlosi la'she'eira korav alav mimishpachta b'yarashaysa. If his father has no brothers, she'eira inherits his estate. The sequence of Yerush in the pesukim is Ben, Bas, Ach, Achia Av. The Brisa states, She'eroi Zeha Av, Malamit Sha'av Koidim La'achim. The word She'eroi refers to the father and teaches that the deceased father comes before Echav, the deceased brother, and certainly before Achi Avav, the deceased father's brother. As the Gemara in the next daf explains, even though the pasuk mentions She'eroi only after Achiv V'Achi Avav, the Pesukim are obviously not in sequential order, because as the Rashbam explains, Av kodem l'achi ha'av, the ka'asim mekoyach ha'av. A father certainly comes before achi ha'av, his own brothers, because their right to the inheritance comes only through him, the deceased father. Therefore, it must be lo'idikta ka'kasa besidron u'ma'atz mochat tesadr oisim kifi korvasin. The Pesuk was not in any particular order, and the sequence of Yerusha is as per the closest relative. And therefore, since we already know that the Av is before Achi Ha'av, the additional word L'She'eri teaches that the Av is moved up one more level to before Ach, and the sequence of Yerusha is Ben, Bas, Av, Ach, Achi Ha'av. However, the Av is not moved up completely to even before Ben or Bas, because the word Hakarv teaches Karv, Karv, Kaidim. A closer relative comes before a more distant relative, and Ben or Bas, a son and a daughter to their deceased father, are considered closer relatives than Av, a father to his deceased son, because Ben or Bas are considered successors of their father regarding Yibum, and that B'mokim She'im Ben Yesh Yibum, HaYesh Ben Ein Yibum. The obligation for one to marry the widow of his deceased brother applies only if the deceased has no children. But Yibum does not apply if the deceased had either a son or daughter, because the children are the successors of their deceased father. Also, Ben Kam Tachasav Liyada. A son is also considered a successor of his father regarding Giyud. If the father bought an Amo of Ria, a Jewish maidservant, he's obligated to either marry her or his son should marry her, and the son's Kiddushin is accomplished through the money that the father initially paid to buy her, because the son is a successor of his father. However, Aviv is not considered a successor of his son regarding any matters. Therefore, Ben Ubaz come before Av and certainly before Achio Av. And Ben Ubaz come before Ach because Ben Ubaz are considered closer relatives than Ach. And even though Ach does have an obligation for Yibum, while Ben or Bas do not, however, B'mokam She'ein Ben, Yesh Yibum, Ha'yesh Ben, Ein Yibum. Only when there was no Ben or Bas does Achav have an obligation. But when there is a Ben or Bas, then Achav does not have an obligation because Ben or Bas are considered the successors of their deceased father. But an Ach is not a successor of his deceased brother. The next in the order after Ben Ubas is Av, who comes before Ach, because of the Pasuk L'sh'eirei. And Ach comes before Achiav, because he is somewhat a successor regarding Shekein Kam Tachas Ach L'Yibim. A brother is obligated to marry the widow of his deceased brother with no children, but Achiav is not at all a successor of a nephew, because an uncle does not have an obligation of Yibim.